latest team news from clubcall.com. These are today's latest Manchester United headlines, and boss Jose Mourinho looks set to be without both Luke Shaw and Marouane Fellaini for the trip to face Watford on Saturday. Shaw suffered a head injury in England's UEFA Nations League match against Spain at Wembley and is thought to be obliged to serve a mandatory 7-day concussion period of absence, and that rules him out of the trip to Vicarage Road. Fellaini is also a doubt after sustaining a minor knock while training with the Belgium national team. He missed their victory over Iceland on Tuesday night. However, Diego Dalot has hinted that he could be set to make his United debut this weekend and could well come in to the squad in place of Shaw. The 19-year-old missed pre-season following his move from Porto, but did feature in an under-23 clash with Stoke City just prior to the international break. Elsewhere, and according to reports, United Executive Vice Chairman Ed Woodward stopped Jose Mourinho from signing Willian and Ivan Perisic this summer because he felt there was little value in signing players of that 29-year-old or over age group. However, that didn't stop United signing the likes of Alexis Sanchez and Zlatan Ibrahimovic in the past. The Manchester Evening News say that Woodward had been more than happy to sign experienced players in recent years, having acquired Sanchez in a deal with Arsenal in January that took Henrik Mkhitaryan to London. And Ibrahimovic, of course, was signed also on a free transfer from Paris Saint-Germain 2 years ago. And when Louis van Gaal was in charge, United were determined to secure the signature of Sergio Ramos, again towards the veteran stages of his career. And surprisingly, a fourth player that Woodward was happy to sign was Diego Godin. United even had a private jet ready to whisk him from Madrid to Old Trafford on transfer deadline day, but in a sensational twist, the Uruguayan international chose to remain at Atletico Madrid.